A Viking comes to tea. He didn't knock. Rammed through the door, ranting and raving in Old Norse. Sniffed about the place. Then, gathering pieces of debris, proceeded to make a fire in the middle of the room. I had cream and jam scones all prepared, but knew he'd be happier gnawing on the dog's bone. He didn't speak much, what with the language barrier. Mostly murmurs and grunts, belches whilst chewing, and bellows before he downed, in one, the pot of tea. When it scorched his throat and insides, I thought his horns would really show. But au contraire. After his face went scarlet, and he roared like thunder, pummeling his belly like a drum, he became strangely calm. And beneath the forest of oleaginous whiskers, I detected a faint smile. He began stroking my hair and feeling the fabric of my dress. So I took him upstairs and showed him my garments. He loved bright colours, but most of all he loved the softness. I brushed out his plaits, shaved his beard, and ran a hot bath. I prepared dinner, moule marinière, followed by sauté chicken, ending with crème brûlée. He looked like a princess as he came down in my wedding dress. I showed him how to eat delicately. Then, after coffee, listening to Mozart, the beast in me guided his hand.